All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The July meeting has been canceled, so the next regular monthly meeting will be on August 16, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, and since I'm the only one in Echolink, I will now open the floor for regular members and guests. Come now, please.
WA2U.
All right, the net recognizes WA2U. John, it looks like we have a lonely night together here tonight. How are things up on Hinckley Lake? Have you seen any storms today?
WA2U, well, good evening to you, Kevin James, and the hundreds and multitudes of listeners that are out there lurking and listening. I would say it was in the evening inky shadows of whatever. No, you know, we had a little bit, it was kind of nice. It was almost as if there was a, someone out there with a hose taking care of the garden, but nothing in comparison to what other people had. It's a big 67 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Had a very, very good day today. Got back in the swing of things with a little, didn't feel great on Saturday, but anyways, we did our Saturday morning thing, and that went off okay, and then today worked out in the gym, and got to try to get out there a little bit earlier than later before. Yeah, we got some stuff checked in the garden and picked in the garden. And one of my friends was kidding, he goes, well, glad the phone was working, let me reset. Ordered a tarp for Kathy's power wall, so extra heavy duty one, so that should be coming in the mail. Ordered, got some software for the computer. I got ordered that. Spoke with some people about my barcode scanner, and that should be on its way back. They had some glitch with one of the files, I guess. And what else? Ordered a battery for the new laptop. I figured get a battery before they're not available, so we ordered. Got stuff through Battery Mart. They will send or ship practically every kind of battery that you can imagine. I was kidding him about the they'll send you batteries up to 150 pounds, so I was impressed with that. So did that, checked on a few CDs, got some parts for the wash machine and fixed that. I was glad to sometimes you go to repair something, you fix one thing and break something else. So that went off rather smoothly, and that's about it. Got some stuff for the fireside, the 807th. Of course, we sit around there and with the 807s or whatever, we have our cigars, so we got those all put away. Cigar week or whatever, Apple Day kind of thing. But anyways, not a lot going on, Kevin James, I guess. There's been some interesting band conditions from what I've heard. I mentioned some of that the other day, I guess, about checking in and listening to some of the distant stations and seeing how well. I think there's a Hamfest coming up in Lancaster. I think that's the next Hamfest. I don't have the talk in frequency, but... And I know the fire people have been busy. As we said, a lot of the weather around us was not the greatest, and a lot of power lines and things are down. So, turn it back over to you. Maybe there'll be some additional stations joining us here. WATU, back to net.
Okay, John, yeah, sounds like you've had a lot on your plate today. I know down here in Oneonta, we've been doing some upgrades and maintenance items that needed to be attended to here at my fashionable Upper Midtown pad. The landlord's been trying to upgrade some old, outdated utilities and services and whatnot. And, well, we got our driveway on top of it all blacktop sealed today. Been hoping that this weather system that's been to the north and west of us was going to simmer down. Last radar check, it looks like it did, so I think our driveway is safe. So, but it was getting a little dicey looking there for a few minutes. But, yeah, new bathroom floors, new sewer and fresh water, hot water feeds, new sink. All those fun things are being done around here in the bathrooms in each of the apartments. So just making sure things are up to date and, you know, safe. That's the big thing. All right, this is KD2FPN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll throw another call out there to see if there's any other stations that would like to check in with us. Come now, please. Yeah, John, I was going to throw another thing in there really quick with you as I'm waiting for others as they want to check in. I got a notice from our club president here. I think there's something going on 5.0. It's either 5.033 or 5.330 megahertz, some contest or something that's going on. I didn't quite catch it all. I wasn't sure if you knew anything about that. WATU, KD2FPM.
WATU. Yes, I saw, Kathy and I got an email from the American Radio Relay League, and there's some type of a test going on. In fact, I sent it off to Pete. KC2WY. I don't have a 60-meter antenna up at the time, but and they gave dates and times to monitor, and they were looking at specific frequency. Of course, that 60-meter band is really, for lack of a better term, is channelized. I believe there's five channels or something, and I've never operated on it. I listened there, but they made such a big... They make it so, you know, you got to do this and got to do that, considering where amateur radios are in the pecking order. So I said, boy, it's not like a whole lot of fun if you make a mistake. So, yeah, there's something going on in the American Radio Relay League. Maybe Pete jumps in. He can mention something about that on the 60-meter band. I've yet to talk to someone personally that I've known for, you know, for years and years, that have actually operated on the 60-meter band, interesting enough. You know, top band, 160, some of the other ones, but 60-meter band, very small group that I know that's operated there, personally, WHU, back to that.
Okay, yeah, received. As a matter of fact, I know this is going to probably sound like a silly question, but actually it might help educate some others out there that might be listening on scanners. I've got one of these radios I picked up for about $30 from the shack, as we'll call it. It's a Grundig, I think is how it's pronounced. I believe it's a German name, if I'm not mistaken. It's a little pocket radio. It's a multi-band deal, shortwave. Now, would we be able to hear some of these conversations on a shortwave radio, or is that specifically driven like as a sideband or as FM or whatnot? Because like I say, I'm not totally clear on this myself. WA2U, it's KD2FPM.
WA2U, yeah, well, it's kind of a... Kevin James, the way they've got it set up, it's the way we used to remember it. If the radio has single sideband, either upper or lower side band. The amateur bands are usually an upper side band if it's 30 meters and up. So 10 megahertz, that would be an upper side band, 20 meters, 15 meters, 17 meters, 12 meters, whatever, they're an upper side band. And your anything below 30 meters would be in lower side band, so your 75 and 160 and whatever, 40 meters and that kind of thing. So, and it's easy to find out what meter band you're on, which is kind of another interesting thing. You just take 300, the number 300, and divide it by the frequency, and that'll give you the meter band. And interesting enough, you could take, let's say, the 10 meter band, or people could take, what's the 27.1855? I think like channel 1911 meters used to be 27.185 or something of that nature. So take 300 divided by 27.185, and you will come up with the meter band, or 10 meters, or for instance, e-cars, you take 300 divided by 7.255, and it'll give you the meter band. So it's kind of neat. A lot of them, it's interesting for discussion. But yes, if you had a radio that would receive upper or lower sideband, you would be able to listen to some of the stuff going on. Some of the earlier radios actually had a upper and lower sideband button that you could push. However, earlier vintage radios actually had what they called a BFO, beep frequency oscillator. And that took a little bit more tweaking to get stations tuned in. So on your little radio, for the fun of it, you could listen, put in 6.006 megahertz, 6.00, and I think probably this time of the evening, almost at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you will hear Radio Havana, Cuba, in AM at 6.000. I could draw from 6.100, but a little bit of trivia for you. And early in the morning, you can put in 9.580, 9.580, 7 o'clock in the morning, and you will hear Radio Australia, WATU.
Okay, that's interesting, yeah, because like I said, I got a little handheld radio, and I know I've listened to EWTN, which is the Eternal Television World Network, I believe is what it's called, for the Catholic ministries, and they have a shortwave. I want to say it's 7-point-something megahertz. I'm not 100% sure on that, so probably have to go to their website, and like I say, I've listened to it, but I forgot where it was. I just came across it one night, and I was like, oh, that's neat. I bought my parents a radio because, you know, they enjoy that, and they were doing some traveling at the time, so I tuned it up for them. I said, just leave it here with this set there. All you got to do is turn it on, and then you'll hear it anywhere. So, and they were very, very impressed with that. So, but like you said, with the sideband, that's what I was trying to figure out, is if it was in FM mode. So, if I'm looking for a good shortwave radio, it should have multiple modes. That way I can switch between them, so I'll keep that in mind for the future. And like they always say, you get what you pay for, so this is only like a $30 radio, so just for listening, you know, not for transmitting or anything, but, you know, I've heard a lot of neat stuff on there. In fact, I think I've heard that one you talked about, the Radio Havana, and the other one there, I'll have to check that one out too, so... tell you what I'll do, because I know I'm hogging this up here. We took a detour. This is KD2FPM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any other check-ins or WA2U. If you hear nothing, if you want to jump back in here, I'll sit tight.
WA2U, I have some additional information. Maybe someone will tune in if you want to. Maybe you'll wind it up for the evening, but your call there, Kevin, WA2U.
Okay, yeah, my computer is acting a little slow here tonight. My apologies. So if it seems like I'm delayed in keying up, I'm waiting for it to actually indicate that I actually am creating audio and not just talking to a blank screen. This is KD2FPM. Yeah, go ahead, John, with your info. It sounds like it may be just you and me in here tonight, so yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry, just you and I talking and a lot of listening. That's okay. It's fun to listen. I love to listen to scanners or shortwave or 2 meters or whatever it is. And yeah, I try to highlight a net. I'm not sure going to be around tomorrow evening. I'm not sure usually Thursday evenings are fire ring or whatever, but trying to talk about various different nets, and there's no particular order sequence. I don't know if I mentioned, we obviously there's a call-up. Octon has a net that has a call-up here. Octon originally started about, I don't know how many years ago. There was a 630 version of the net, the 930, and it was on 146.940. And as I said, 630 in the evening and 930 in the evening, but things have all, a lot of things have changed with the traffic systems and stuff. However, that's on every night of the week. It's at 9:30 p.m., and there's multiple call-ups on different frequencies, and I think that's partially to do because there used to be repeaters. The Auburn repeater in 147.0 used to be able to get into that as easily as you could get into a Utica repeater. And a lot of repeaters, because of their locations and things, have changed, so it's probably necessary to go through different satellite repeaters to get some of the same coverage. They just don't, that's my opinion, they don't seem to have the same coverage they used to. Anyway, that's at 9:30 p.m. People want more information, they can, for once I remember. They can contact Jack, K-A-2-Z-N-Z. He's the net manager. He has an assistant net manager, K-B-2-K-O-J, Mark, and they can give you information. They have a call-up on this repeater, and they also have a call-up on, let me reset. Probably, I don't know, up to 10, 11, 12, doesn't matter. But for us in our area here, and I mentioned this repeater out in Remsen, there's a repeater with a call sign, KV2AUJ, that's linked into a number of repeaters. The repeater in Remsen's on 145.33, 145.33 with a minus offset, has a PL of 71.9. So if you can't get into Boonville or one thing or another and that's going on and you still want to participate, you can always tune over there and check into the net, and that repeater will link you all the way up down into Ithaca and pretty far out towards Rochester, and I don't know how far east. I know it's linked into a couple of repeaters in Cortland. So if you're interested in getting involved with traffic handling, that's at 9:30 p.m. for Octon. And they have their main frequency, I should say, their main frequency is 145.170. There is no PL required for that repeater. 145.17 with a secondary frequency. In case that repeater's down, they have a secondary frequency. There's 147.240, which up here is very accessible also. And the PL on that does have a PL on the 24. 147.2, and that's also 71.9. So if you set 147.240 in your radio with a PL of 71.9, you've got it in your VFO, you may want to put in 145.330 with a minus offset with a PL of 71.9. So there you go. I'm trying to grab a hold of the different nets that are in the area. I know there's one up in Lowellville, and I'm not too familiar. I know the frequency, but I don't want to give any wrong information. I have a PL here, but I'd have to research that. But there's probably some other nets, and it just kind of gives people a bit of variety of things that they can do, you know, with the radio, and get dust off the knob and give it a twist once in a while. WATU back to net. Go ahead, Kevin.
Okay, yeah, some good information there, and like I say, forgive me, little delay on my side, and I was trying to pull up the other repeater. Yeah, the Lowellville one is 146.955. Unfortunately, I don't know what the offset is on that one. But that's their 8 p.m. net that they do every night. Paul, AB2QG, runs that net up there pretty much religiously every night at 8 o'clock. So I check in on that one because that's a fun net. There's about three or four guys that really have fun with that one. And, yeah, I know with the Octen there, then when I'm up in the Mohawk Valley, sometimes if they're shorthanded, they may ask me to sneak out on one of the local repeaters. I've been on the 2-4. I've also come up through Echolink because I can't quite get out of the valley from North Utica to hit the Boonville repeater, but use Echolink to check Octen. So try to help those guys out. And, yeah, you were right, too, on Remsen. There's that CNY net, I think is what it's called. I think that one's at 9 o'clock every night, and they do a lot of traffic handling with that one, too. So that's kind of neat on the 3-3 there that you were discussing. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on around us. And, you know, I have to admit, when I was a kid, I had touched a radio. It was a multiband radio, and I was only used to AM and FM. My very first radio was about 7 years old. It was just a little handheld AM radio. It was yellow in color, took a 9-volt battery, and I used to put it under my pillow at night and listen to stuff from all over the place. And, of course, I'd go through batteries and get in trouble for that. But, hey, I've been an enthusiast of radio since I was a youngster. But, yeah, as it would go, I eventually got an AM-FM radio. I thought, ooh, this is big. And then my dad, he had this twin speaker multi-band. It had military band, shortwave, AM, and FM. And had all these extra little features on it. And I'll tell you what, I wished I had not lost sight of that radio because that would have been one heck of a dynamic radio to have today. All right, this is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for other check-ins or WA2U if you have anything to add, I'll be here.
N2KKL, good evening.
N2KKL, Pauline, how are you doing tonight?
Pretty good. Just got things hooked back up. Because I had everything unhooked for the storm. But doing good. It's cooled down now, so. Anyway, just wanted to get in and say howdy to y'all. N2KKL, Bassinet.
All right, Pauline, it's always good to hear from you. And like I said, I remember our first time when I was up in the Mohawk Valley and I checked in with you, because normally I would check in on the 8-5 repeater down here in Oneonta. And when I was up there, I would listen in on Octen. In fact, I have to admit, I'd never checked into Octen initially after I got my ticket. I waited probably a good several weeks. I'm going to say probably close to a month. And I would hear your call, and I would hear the other guys, and I kind of got used to the form and what was going on with that. And because I had heard it before, but now that I was going to participate, I wanted to make sure I had it down to a science. And back in those days, I only had a little handheld 5-watt radio, and if I didn't stand in the right spot, I used to go outside in the driveway at my fiance's house, and that's how I would check in with you on the 1-7. So then I thought you'd get a little kick out of that. So. All right, this is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking still for any other check-ins or comments or queries. Come now, please.
WAQ with info.
Okay, Net recognizes WA2U. Go ahead, John.
Well, first I want to say good evening to Pauline. Good to hear Pauline. Everybody got all the rain and thunder and lightning except us, and that we got rain, but we missed out on all the other opportunities, and that's okay with us. We've got some antennas up in the air, so. Kevin, you mentioned the Lowellville net on at 8 o'clock in the evenings on 146.955 with a minus offset, and unless I've got it programmed incorrectly on the radio here, that also has a PL of 71.9. At least I went over there and 71.9 brought the repeater up. So 146.955 minus offset, PL of 71.9, 8 o'clock every evening. So we've got the frequency. So Turn it back over to you, Kevin James, and say 7-3, and I guess it's going to get a little cooler, WATU.
Oh, man.
Okay, John, appreciate that. Net recognizes N2KKL. Pauline, with your comment, go ahead.
I sure wanted to say hi to John and our net in the morning is 8 o'clock and our other ones are at 7 o'clock at night. So 7-3, y'all. Have a good one. Enjoy the evening. It's cooled right down here. We're almost down to 70. 7-3, and God bless them to KKL back to net.
Okay, Pauline, like we always say, it's good to hear from you, and I'm glad I shared that little bit of information there about how my initial meeting with you was, gosh, it has to be almost 2 years ago now, as I've had my ticket for a year and a half going on 2 years, so, and I need to get back in and start studying for my general. I started to go into it, and I backed off because all of a sudden I had projects popping up all around me, and it's like it was distracting me from staying focused, and so we'll get back in there. All right, it's KD2FM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other check-ins, comments, or queries. Come now, please. Hey, John, I was going to throw another funny one out there for you, because I've always been a radio disc jockey, you know, playing records and whatnot back in the day. Never thought I would ever be able to do anything other than play music because, you know, a lot of times you don't really have much to say. So usually you just use the music, say as little as you have to, get in and out and gone. And it's like the older I got, it seems like, you know, even other people I used to listen to on radio went from being a disc jockey to more of a talk show host. And it's almost like that's where I've gone here with ham radio in a sense, without monopolizing the repeater microphone for that. But I always, like I say, I get a kick out of that, you know, I'm actually sitting here conversing and, you know, having some fun with stuff. So, all right, WA2U, if you're still there, you know, if you want to come back and comment, go for it.
WA2U, well, we've all had our radio experiences. I used to do the TV doctor show on WTLA, WTLB, and WSGO every Saturday morning with Phil Lambrino's WA2IMX, but had a little segment on there, and it was kind of a neat thing, and did it for years and years and years, and it was a lot of fun. We talked about electronics, and I would do the shortwave and scanner part of it, and although I remember one time tuning into WBCQ, that's on 7.490, and there was a guy in there, his name was Tim Smith, WA1HLR, was actually the first name I ever heard, and he was on there, and the station was relatively new, it was up in Monticello, Maine. It's still on the air, 7.490, we got a number of interesting shows, and he had the computer, and it was all loaded up, you know, they had, I don't know, a whole drive set up with all the, as he would call it, tunage, all the music things and all the spots and computers the way they are. I don't know what they were using for a program, but I remember one night he turned on the computer, and the computer was basically taking over. And, you know, there was no queuing up the old vinyl kind of thing, which is making another whole comeback, which is an interesting discussion in itself. So he just got really tired of it, and he says, well, I know exactly how to fix this. And he was on the air, and he had an open mic, and he just pulled the cord out of the wall, and I don't know what he did, put on a cassette or did some talking. He goes, that's how you fix these computer problems. Because he couldn't get the thing to, couldn't get it to stop, wouldn't play what he was wanted to play, what jingles and things. So I could go on all evening about stories about the radio stations with a 25 hertz queuing tone. calling on the tape, on the reel, and I was in the studio with another fellow one time, and he had the 10-inch reels on rewind or rewind, and it all rewound off into the floor. So there's lots of interesting humor. Gone was a 7-second delay for a good portion of that program. We'll have to reminisce sometime. WHU 73.
Yeah, John, I have to mention, as soon as you said the call letters, WTLB, AM 1310 down in the New Hartford area, I actually was in those studios, I'm going to date myself here, probably about 25 years ago, back when Bill Keeler was first hitting the airwaves in the Mohawk Valley, and he was doing the morning show on the old Rock 107, and I remember walking by the WTLB studio itself, and at that point it was in full automation, and it was kind of interesting as you drove up Kellogg Road and then drove into the driveway there to the studio, the fact that they had the quad towers out in the back there, you know, it was just kind of fascinating, you know, to see all that. And then in the Rock 107 studio, I know you're mentioning about use of tape. Back then I was really fascinated with the setup that they had, because everything was on cart, looked like an 8-track tape minus the pinch head roller, because that was part of the actual cart machine. And, you know, it was just a very tight format, and the engineer was very, very crafty. He tore apart an alarm clock and reconfigured it so every time you hit a new song, you know, in other words, turned a pot on, it would actually take that clock and recount it to zero and start counting it forward. And on the back of the carts, you would have the intro time, the name and artist of the song, and you would also have an out cue, you know, either it was a fade or a cold, and then your out cue time. And there was alarms and warnings, you know, visual, so you didn't ever have dead air, which was kind of interesting. So I thought that was pretty cool, so I figured I'd share that with you. All right, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll throw one more call out there for any last-minute possible check-ins, comments, or queries. Come now.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Delta X-ray Foxtrot. Matthew in Utica with no traffic. Good evening.
Okay, we've got KD2DXF, if I got that right. Matthew out of Utica, how are you doing tonight?
Well, the storm completely missed us for the most part, so I can't complain. The only thing I can say is at least it's not that white stuff called snow. Other than that, I've got nothing.
All right, there we go. Yeah, I had to make sure I was transmitting here. Matthew, I actually think I may have spoken with you. I want to say it was on the Utica repeater. It's KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. I'm coming through Echolink into Boonville because you almost sound familiar to me, and I'm pretty sure it was you that I spoke with a couple times up there. I want to say it was on the, it wasn't the 2-4. I can't remember now, but I do remember. I'm pretty sure I chatted with you. If you remember me, let me know.
KD2FPM, yes, I do remember you. You've checked in quite a few times when I do auction up here.
Okay, yeah, so it is a smaller world than I thought, so that's too funny. All right, well, I tell you what, I'll throw another call out there really quick, because I know Octane is up and running on the 1-7 already, and I got to get back to my repeater here, unless I'm still here when they jump in. So this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll make a final call for any other late check-ins, comments, or queries. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:38 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had WA2U John, N2KKL, Pauline, KD2DXF, Matthew. Thank you to all for your check-ins, and for those that listened on your scanners, we appreciate you out there. And don't forget, you can always join us, get your ham license, and you can come and hang out with us. So until next time, 73KD2FPM will be clear.
Okay, with that being concluded, this is Kilo Delta 2, Delta X-ray Foxtrot, KD2DXF, Matthew from Utica, for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Going to call up on the KC2MB repeater tonight, looking for stations that would like to check in, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in for Octen with Matthew. Negative, and I'll say good evening to everyone. We just switched roles there, Matt.
Long time no talk. Thank you for your check-in. Kevin, this is Octen. This is Octen. This is Octen, KD2DXF. Last call for Octen. Nothing hurt, this is KD2DXF, back to the control, the W2MO. Thank you for all checked in, thank you for the recent repeater. 73, KD2DXF.